Hello, BTS. Excuse me, Below Top Secret. It's Relentless. This story is about feeling violated by my utility companies. Never is it more apparent than when you attempt to move and have to call one after the other to deal with changing over your services, stopping it here, turning it on there. You know what? They have every bit of information on me that anyone would want if there were a new world order. Social security number, mother's maiden name, account number, address, this, that, and the other thing, verification over verification. The final straw was last night when my email went dead. I have high-speed cable access. I was transferring my cable, not initiating new service, transferring my cable from one home to another within the same town. But my email went dead last night. And I waited till this morning and it still wasn't working. So I got online with Earthlink Chat Support, who is one of the three options with my wonderful Bright House, which is feeling rather dark right now. Every time I chat with them, I have to give up my password number one, which means then I feel like I have to go change it, and I don't understand why I have to give up my password every time they screw up. But on top of that, they want all this other verification. Last four digits of my credit card. Okay, you know what? I don't pay you through a credit card. I pay you through my cable bill. However, I cannot have service without them having a credit card on file in case I do something online that would require payment. Okay, so fine. I know that. So I verify with this chat guy who tech support. I have no idea who these people are. Now he gets the last four digits of my credit card. They have my social security number. They have my mother's maiden name. Anyway, it goes back and forth, and the bottom line is, they did not transfer my account. They opened me a new account, and therefore my email was not valid on the account that I was using. So I need to transfer over my email accounts, all of them, and meaning mine and DH's, and I have a second one. So now I got to verify all that information. Fine. At the very end of this chat conversation, I am informed that they are not happy with the fact that they do not have actual security on my account. May we please have your father's middle name? Oh, this is a new one on me. Has anyone ever heard this one? I have never heard this one used as verification. Well, it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, and I said, what are you people? The NWO? What don't you know about me as it is? My response from the chat tech support guy was, please specify NWO. I can't even take it. I needed my email. I had to have it up and running. But our utilities, if there is an end, a new world order, our utilities are the avenue by which all of our information is collected. There is no reason why any utility should have to know my social security number. Let me tell you a real scary story from when I was in public office back in New York. Nothing big, small town, little town. I was on the town board, a lot of enemies. I come home one day and there is a notice from the telephone company. We have installed your new line, but you were not here to let us in the house to turn on the jacks. And I was like, what? So I call them up and I'm like, what do you mean? You installed my new line. Oh yes, here's your new line, here's your phone number. Well, I already had two lines in the house as it was. And I said, I did not order a new line. I would like to know what you were doing at my house installing a new line. And furthermore, if you check my records, you will see you have never been in my house. I can run a jack if I order a new line. I do my own wiring. Well, DH does it really, but I'm quite capable. I was single long enough, but I have, anyone can do that. So they look into it and see that I have supposedly called to order a new line and that the installation somehow had been approved. Now, with all the verification we go through, I don't know how this person did that. But somehow, I guess the person they originally arranged to order the new line with, it was just a ploy. It was one of my enemies. It was a ploy to see if they could get away with that, because they did admit to a further telephone call on record a few hours later, attempting to access my phone records. And at that point, a supervisor stepped in and shut it down. But they still went ahead and installed this other line in my house, which was erroneous. Now, let me tell you something. I can't install a line in my house without giving up every piece of personal information I own. I don't know how this person did this, but you know as well as I know, all of these conversations are recorded. And this, to me, being FCC, I would think, is a federal crime. I went to the state police, even though we had town police at the time. I went directly to a state police investigator and said, get a tape of these phone calls because I will tell you who it is if I hear the voice. Took them 2 weeks to get back to me and tell me no tapes existed. Okay, fine. My point is, there's more to the story. At that point, I called every single utility to put a protection password on every account, something totally different, that no changes could be made to any utility account without this particular code being verified. Well, when I called the cable company, one of my many utilities, which was a different one up north, the girl, and I can't call her a woman, she was a girl, answered the phone. I explained the situation. I said I needed to put a security password on the account to prevent any interference with my services. And she said to me, okay, let's use your husband's social security number. And she read it off to me. And she didn't even do anything first to verify who I was. And the account was set up in my name with my social security number. I don't know. I just don't know anymore. It's a joke. We have no privacy. They all have everything. They shouldn't. The only people that should even need your social security number is the IRS and your employer and possibly your bank. And that's it. But everyone's got it. I do think it's illegal that everyone uses it. But no one does anything about it. Anyway, I have been through a move. I've had to reveal every last little secret of my life to my utility companies to effectively get my utilities up and running in my new home. And I feel violated. That's all I can say. I feel violated. And I'm tired of it. But anyway, so there's my rant for the day. I guess I'll get over it. But I probably shouldn't. This is Relentless. Bye-bye.